answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Yesterday, I went into a church with Nakima Armstrong and I protested these white supremacists. The pastor of the church is a f***ing ICE leader in the city.
As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives while children are dragged into concentration camps.
So you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it.
So be it. And she did. He got his wish. That was one of the protesters that went into the church. Listen, all right, we will arrest you and we will charge you. But you know who's upset over this? A guy who did not get charged. The judge refused to issue a charge against him. That would be Don Lemon Fruitcake. His whole plan of being there is I want to be rounded up. I want to be one of the many. I'm down with the struggle. It blew up in his face, literally. I'm going to break that down for you because that in itself is a heck of a story. Because you got all these loonies out there. They're still doing what they can to fight against ICE. And I still have yet to hear from a single one of them. Why do you stand against law enforcement trying to stop somebody and arrest them after they've already been convicted previously on molesting children? And are suspected of doing it again. Tell me why. Is it because you're also a child molester? I don't really believe that, but it makes me question you. And of course, they are the same people who hate our country. And they hate Donald Trump. We know that. But here's where the issue is. They hate Trump so much, they'd rather see our country be destroyed by bringing in all of these illegals, gang rapists, and everything else they bring with them from these countries where they came in unvetted, unchecked, under Joe Biden's open border policy. Thank you, Joe Biden. And just yesterday, still another illegal in our country, illegally arrested while he was trying to use a knife to rape an 11-year-old girl. What does it take to make people sick nowadays? Have we reached a point that we just kind of, oh, it's the same old thing, no big deal? Unless it's your family, would that be the difference? Well, see, that is the difference. It could well be your family, your child, the next day. All right, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And I did tell the audience in the last hour, did you miss the last hour? Oh, shame on you. All right, I know you can't listen all the time. But I did make a point that Jamie Allman is going to be off next Tuesday, the 27th. So we will air this program during his program. It won't be a three-martini lunch, but you're more than welcome to bring a bottle of Jack and settle in for a couple of hours. That'll be next Tuesday. I'm glad Jamie's getting a chance to get some rest or whatever else he wants to do because he's hardworking. He deserves it. And I welcome the opportunity to fill in and reach some of his audience with this program. And which, by the way, you listening now and who have been listening, you're the multiplying factor. I don't care how much I continue to put out over the air, internet, or anything else. You're the ones that we need to connect with others to make sure they are listening and watching. Which, again, I remind you, while we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. or you go to Larry Connors USA Rumble Facebook. And if you miss anything, both the video and audio are placed up as podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, and many other sources. I literally cannot keep up with all the different platforms where we appear. If you simply search Larry Connors USA, it will open up numerous platforms for you to listen, watch at that time. So you can spread the word. And as usual, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and an education. And in fact, again, in our previous hour, Justice Scalia did an excellent presentation in front of a congressional committee about, I want to say, 5+ years before his death, talking about the value of our U.S. Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights. And he made a statement which I know took a lot of folks by shock. I'm going to repeat it, but for you to have a full understanding of it, you need to go back and listen to exactly what he said. Simplified, his remarks were, every nation has a Bill of Rights. We're not so unique for that. The difference is our Bill of Rights, enshrined in our Constitution, maybe enshrined in their laws or whatever, but is actually meant to protect the individual. The Bill of Rights they have is nothing more than a piece of paper. I do really encourage you to go back and hear what Justice Scalia had to say on that subject. And reminding you again, if you have a phone, you can listen to us from anywhere, anywhere. Download the free app, Newstalk STL free app. Put it on your phone. You listen whenever you can, whatever you want to, wherever. And whatever program we have on the air at that point, you'll hear that program live. But you'll also have another way to pull up the podcast. We're doing everything we can to make it easy for you. Newstalk STL, number one live conservative, and we bring it to you every day. Before we go back to the Don Lemon fruitcake nonsense that he did not get arrested like he wanted, I want to turn your attention to something else. We have watched what happened in the Davos summit and what we came out of it with based on what President Trump was trying to grab and create, I should say. And of course, a lot of people, they were convinced, oh, he is going to cause war and go after Greenland. That was never the plan. They take some of the remarks he makes and they decide to use it to the point where it becomes absurd. And then they have the egg on their face. With that in mind, Stephen Miller, White House spokesman, assistant to the president, is talking about all these groups that are gathering in the street, causing protest, going after ICE officers, doxing them, copying their license plate numbers, trying to get them unmasked where they can get their picture and spread it around. He says what we all know. This is a fully coordinated attack.
They're very coordinated. They have ICE spotters and ICE watchers. They use chats to communicate with each other, to identify the location, and then they train their insurgents on how to block ICE vehicles, how to try to free arrestees, and then they dox ICE officers. They follow them home. They follow them to where they sleep at night. So again, it's a sophisticated insurgency involving a large number of radicalized, extremist, violent left-wing operators stoked by the Democrat Party.
And that would include Democrat Party leaders, California Governor Newsom, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Minnesota Governor Walz, and a list goes on and on and on. Speaking of Newsom, Treasury Secretary Bessent said, here's a guy in charge of a massive state, massive budget, and he has no clue what he's doing.
I think it's very, very ironic that Governor Newsom, who strikes me as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken, may be the only Californian who knows less about economics than Kamala Harris. He's here this week with his billionaire sugar daddy, Alex Soros, and the Davos is a perfect place for a man who, when everyone else was on lockdown, when he was having people arrested for going to church, he was having $1,000 a night meals at the French Laundry. And I'm sure the California people won't forget that. My message to Governor Newsom is the Trump administration is coming to California. We are going to crack down on waste, fraud, and abuse.
And what a stab at Newsom saying he is maybe as qualified or even less so than Kamala Harris. I love that. That's a perfect point. And keep in mind, when they were ordering all the citizens of California, you must mask up. They were arresting people on the beach, if you weren't wearing a mask. And Bessent points out, so here Newsom shows up with sugar daddy Alex Soros, George Soros' son, and he was supposedly going to give a speech to the Davos group, but apparently the offer got yanked.
I was told he was asked to give a speech on his signature policies, but he's not speaking. Because what have his economic policies brought? Outward migration from California, a gigantic budget deficit, the largest homeless population in America, and the poor folks in the Palisades who had their homes burned down. He is here hobnobbing with the global elite while his California citizens are still homeless.
That's not a good record. Now, whether he decided, okay, I don't want to speak, or they decided we don't want you to speak, I could care less. I played for you yesterday the stumbling, bumbling idiocy of Alex Soros. Cannot string two sentences together. I'm not even sure he can put four words together. That is the future of the leftists that will control you if they get the chance. I want to go back to how we began this segment, this hour. We're talking about these folks that got arrested because they stormed a church service. They dared Pam Bondi to do it. Well, she did.
Yesterday, I went into a church with Nakima Armstrong and I protested these white supremacists. A pastor of the church is a f***ing ICE leader in the city.
As you can see, all these pretend Christians, all these comfortable white people who are living lavish, comfortable lives while children are dragged into concentration camps.
So, you know, Pam Bondi, you want to come and arrest me? You want to come and give me charges? So be it.
So be it. And talking about all these children that are suffering. How's that play in Somaliland, Minnesota, where children autistic, children starving, children that need special help and care and education are getting none of that because it was stolen from them. And they are going to go into California and uncover as much or more of that same kind of scam. And it is criminal, and I want to see people put away. But again, back to how they want to treat the men and women of law and order, be they with ICE or another federal agency. In a broadcast of the program Here and Now, the St. Paul mayor, Kahoe Herr, H-E-R. I don't know if that's something she made up, so you know her pronoun. But anyway, she said, keep in mind everyone they arrested, everyone they took into custody. They have family. You're tearing away the fabric of what makes us Minnesotans. And keep in mind, they all have people who love them. I don't think children who are victimized by illegal pedophiles or their parents love them. But you go ahead and try that story. Now, again, I mentioned Don Lemon earlier. Lemon was taking part in that same protest. But he said, well, I'm here as an independent journalist, but he still wanted to be arrested. It didn't happen. A federal judge, he refused to sign a complaint against Don Lemon Fruitcake for his role in the storming of the Minnesota church service. Now, Attorney General Bondi is enraged that the judge refused to sign those charges. That's according to what the Daily Wire was told. You know what? I could care less if he's charged or not, but the bottom line is, if he wanted to be charged, charge him and lock him away. Then you'd make me happy. Well, one other thing, a story was circulating yesterday that caused a lot of confusion. Then ICE agents had arrested a 5-year-old. That was false. You knew it was false at first blush. But they buried the lead. They buried it, they cover it up, and they use every trick they can to confuse you. Here's what was happening. ICE agents were after the kid's father. And the kid was in the car with his father. When he saw ICE agents coming, you know what he did? What this brave man did? He jumped out of the car and ran, leaving his child in the cold of that car. So ICE did not arrest the child. They, quote, detained him until they could turn him over to someone vetted that would be taking care of him properly. But that's not the story they want you to know. It never is. I've got a guest coming up you don't want to miss. Rabbi Schoenbuch, we've had him on before. How radicalism went mainstream in the U.S. And you know he's right. The title and the topic itself make it very clear. But how did we get to the point that radicalism is now mainstream? You're going to hear from the rabbi when we come back, because he is filled with great information and a lot of good stories as well. Rabbi Daniel Schoenbuch coming up when we continue. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We have had this guest on before, and all of you love to hear from him. I'm always glad to have him on board. So I'm glad it worked out. Rabbi Daniel.
Great to be here.
Rabbi Daniel Schoenbuch. Glad to have you with us again, sir. By the way,
wonderful to be back.
Well, I want to point out for the folks, you have a site that they want to check out, rabbiforamerica.com. Rabbiforamerica.com. Which does raise one question for me. I would think there'd be rabbis, many rabbis for America.com. Are all the rabbis in our nation on the same page?
Do you mean politically? I mean, the URL was taken when I got my website. So that's why I didn't get it, the rabbis for America. But I don't, you know, most rabbis, I mean, I'm an Orthodox rabbi. I'm a biblically oriented rabbi. So I would say most rabbis are aligned with my political views and my understanding of what's happening in the United States today, especially when it comes to things like the cultural left and teaming up with the Islamists in the United States to take it down. I think we're on the same page.
Well, to that extent, your article I was paying attention to that came out just a few days ago, how radicalism went mainstream in the U.S. Obviously, it has, but how did we get to this point as fast as we did?
I don't know if it was very quick. I think it sped up after October 7th when we saw in mainstream campuses like Harvard and Columbia universities, far left-wing individuals, LGBTQ, teaming up with the Islamofascists.
Yep.
And this group actually over the last years took over American culture. But then Mamdani won in New York City, where I live right now. And he represents the blending of the left and the Islamofascists. And I understand why they're working together, because they both want to take down the most wonderful, beautiful, and powerful country in America, in the United States.
You know, and to that extent, I'm looking at a piece that I'm going to be talking about after we wrap up with you. That is the director of the Avatar movies when they came out, David Cameron. He is among those who is deciding, I'm leaving the USA. I don't like it. And how many other stars and pro athletes have made a lot of money based on U.S. players and taxes and money that got for royalties? They're out of here because they say the USA is a bad country. They go out and trash us. They trash us.
Oh, sure. Just go. Let them go live in Russia, North Korea, parts of Europe. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. This is the place where people make money. This is a place of tremendous freedom. Why do you think so many people are coming to the United States? They're coming here from third world countries because they're fleeing from the horrific despotic countries they came from. So these type of like spoiled, entitled Westerners think they could just leave America. America's given them freedom. America's given them a voice. And America's been the Americans and the people watching their movies. So they're just taking from us and then running away somewhere where they won't be freer at all.
You did a recent interview with Dinesh D'Souza and talking about how we reach this point. Share a little bit of it with me, will you?
Well, what's happened is the reason that the left-wing communist socialists like Mamdani and friends in the squad team up with the Islamists is because they both need each other. They have one goal in mind, is to take down biblically informed civilization, also known as Judeo-Christian civilization. So how do they do that? So the left-wing in this country supplies institutional access to campuses and so on. Mm-hmm. They give them vocabulary, what to say in the media, and then they give them bureaucratic expertise. And the Islamists are just contributing demographic momentum, and they give them ideological discipline and a long-term civilization ambition. So they're really teaming up very well together. I also had a fascinating rabbi on my show a few days ago. You can watch on my podcast, rabbiforamerica.com. Right. He says that, why does Islam and the left get together? Because they both want power. And what they want power from is the United States of America, the greatest country in human history. And they want to take down Judeo-Christian civilization. And that's how they're working together very carefully. Now we're seeing the influence of this in Mamdani and the DSA of America, the Democratic Socialist America. They want to take over race by race across city by city in the United States right now.
But they also want to claim it'll be better for everybody. We'll all be the same. We'll all share in the wealth.
Well, I mean, the way to confront these people is very simple. Forget their politics and their ideas. Just look at reality. If that's true, what happened to Venezuela? If that's true, what happened to Cuba? If that's true, what happened to North Korea? It's all one big lie. Because in the end, they're going to take power for themselves. That's what they want. This liberal elite that's taking over with people like Mamdani want one thing. They want power for themselves. Who's going to pay for all this power? Nobody. They're going to start taxing the rich, taxing the middle class until there's no money left and things start falling apart. We got to confront them with facts, not fiction.
And then we will see that, yes, we're all equal, but some are more equal. Shame if you're not.
Well, 100%. I mean, again, the Marxists and these Islamists, Islam means the religion of domination. They want to take over the world. They want to control things. They want to take our resources. Who's going to control the resources? A committee of people. But just look at European history. Look at Soviet history. When that happens, eventually there's a dictator that takes over, runs aside like Stalin, or North Korea, Kim Jong-un, or in Venezuela. Thank God we got him in jail. But these are the types of tyrants that take over these communist societies. It's all based upon power. History has proven it already fails, and people are not served. They just become poorer. They become sicker. And they flee from these countries to democracies like the United States.
And to a large extent, we've watched it happen over the decades in our institutions of higher learning. But now it's reaching into the grade school and the kindergarten levels.
Well, look at Miss Rachel. There's just a controversy came out. She's been hanging out with Mamdani. She does these early childhood videos, you know, ABC videos, and she's hanging out with Mamdani singing ABCs, and we just find out she's a rabid anti-Semite. She was, supporting a tweet against Jewish people. So, I mean, we can see this works together. So Mamdani now on the left are working on the nursery school level with Miss Rachel, but you see this happening in campuses as well. If you do a survey of most college campuses, how many Republican professors, how many Democratic professors, 95% are Democrats. So we know these institutions are run by the left, they're run by the extreme left. And if anybody speaks out against them, they get fired. Then what happens next is people leave these campuses. Good American kids go to these campuses. They turn out to be Marxists. And then they go and they run for office, like we're seeing like Mamdani. His father's a professor at Columbia of Marxism. They run for government and they take over with their crazy principles.
And they get the George Soros money and everything else that comes to them to ensure that they win.
They get the George Soros money. Then they get the Democratic Party that just kind of smiles. And I think they like these extremists because they get them votes from young people. That's what I said in my article. They're taking this as,
I'm sorry, Rabbi, but here's the point. The left, I should say the Democrats of today, if they really look back at their history, and we had a piece out yesterday from the early 1990s reference of Senator Feinstein basically saying, we cannot have open migration. We can't have our country run over like this. Obama has said it. Clinton has said it. Bill and Hillary. And yet they are still considered part of the Democrat Party. They're not. They would not be allowed in today's progressive party.
100% that the Clintons and the Obama, I think Obama started the move towards the extreme left, but 100% it's the Democratic Socialists that are taking over this country. It's happening in real time. We're seeing this district after district in the country. We see the Squad, for example. They say AOC wants to run for president. These people want, they smell blood right now. They want total control and total power. And of course, this is not the Democratic Party that you and I grew up with. There were the Scoop Jackson Democrats in the 80s. These are great people. They're great Democrats. The party has changed. They say that the Democrats didn't leave the people. The people left the Democrats right now because the left has really, really taken over at this point. And I don't know how anybody finds comfort by being in the Democratic Party anymore.
Do you think then that that's going to cause a fracture that more the young people, the vulnerable supposedly, are beginning to realize these people are wacky?
I hope you're right. I don't know if they're going to see the far left as wacky because their language, they just smile. Mamdani's constantly smiling all the time, giving away other people's money. He's fighting for rent control. And he was actually in a demonstration a few days ago. The nurses in New York are now on strike for several days. He's demonstrating with the nurses, but the nurses are demonstrating against him. So all he does is he goes for the – it's unbelievable. So all he does is he stands out there with them. And he supports the oppressed, but offers no solutions for the oppressed except tax the rich.
Yeah.
So what's going on here is remarkable.
And it's always down to that. Rabbi, I want to thank you. I know your book is doing well, the Viktor Frankl podcast as well.
Yeah, it really is. And people could watch my work at rabbiforamerica.com, watch my podcast. I have fantastic guests, important issues. Right now, I'm trying to help churches across America stay open because I believe that they're the last bastion of freedom in the United States.
I would agree with that. And to that extent, churches, Jewish synagogues, and even mosques that do not preach jihadist, I think we need 100%. To have a reawakening in this country.
Time to work together.
Thank you again for your time, sir. God bless.
God bless. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Rabbi Daniel Schoenbuch. The book or follow him at rabbiforamerica.com. Rabbiforamerica.com. Interesting on so many levels, and we just barely scratched the surface. Coming up, what is going to happen with our nation if we don't understand what we have and what we need to be protecting? And unfortunately, too many do not recognize either one of those issues. But we'll lay them out for you as we move forward.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
Ah!
2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's already been in the recent days a huge increase in arrests of domestic insurgents, but those numbers are going to increase. And I just want to put this back to the American people. Americans voted in a landslide to uphold the sovereignty of this country. Americans, by overwhelming majorities, oppose mass Somali fraud. Americans, by overwhelming majorities, just oppose Somali refugee resettlement in principle. So the public is behind this. Minnesota was once a pristine state, perfect education, no crime, no violence, and then they ruined all of it, and President Trump is saving it.
That's Stephen Miller from the White House, and he's absolutely correct. Minnesota was a great place to visit. Many of you may still go there during the heat of the summer. Have a good time. But parked next to you or roaming through your area could be a lot of crazies. Believe me, not all the squirrels are in the forest. I promise you that. And if you look to what's happening in California, you'd think, well, Minnesota is not California yet. But I want to share something that appeared in Politico, written by Blake Jones. This is a very interesting take on what the Democrats need to be doing if they're going to stay in control, get control, and do whatever they can to destroy our nation. They have a plan. They have a game plan. It's not very easily hidden. Because they think if we blare it from the highest mountain, we'll have followers gather at the beachside. The article in Politico begins, California Democrats are chasing power wherever they can find it. In other words, they are so hungry for power, they'll go anywhere to any lengths to have power. And when they have power, that means they lord over you. So much for the Marxist communists, we're all going to be living together, kumbaya. No, they want the power. So here's how it's breaking down. And California is unique because, one, you've got Newsom, supposedly, that's smarter. But Treasury Secretary Bessin said he's got the brain of a walnut. And he also said he's probably less qualified than Kamala. And that's not a very good comparison. But it adds that the long shot contenders in this fortress of Democrat politics, the launching pad of the likes of Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, Adam Schiff, are abandoning marquee races in favor of less competitive contest. So while House members and their opponents are changing districts that it's so hard to even keep track of who's going where, they're changing the game, or at least they're trying to. Now, they want the big positions, but they also have to recognize, where can I fit in? More importantly, where can I win? The article continues. It is a frenetic scramble for office, any office, really, set into overdrive by a confluence of forces in the run-up to the midterms. Now, let me take a moment. The midterms are coming this summer, fall. They're going to be important. But if you read this article in one way, it says they don't have it in their hands yet. Now, there's a lot of time to come. I do not want you to get complacent and say, well, it's not going to be that big of a deal. It is a big deal if we do not hold the House. Trump will be facing impeachment again. And if we don't hold the Senate, he won't get anything through Congress again. He will be truly a lame duck president. Doesn't have to be that way, but it could be. So they point out a recent congressional gerrymander, high-profile retirements, term limits, the first open governor's race in 8 years in California, compressing years of ambition among Democrats into a single election. This will force the politicians to make their next move now or risk spending a cycle out of power. And that's one thing they cannot let go of. They cannot let go of power. Once they get it, they want it, they want to hold it, they want to treasure it, they want to lock it away. Jerry Brown, or rather, I should say someone who worked with Jerry Brown at one point, California Governor Gray Davis, who was chief of staff in Jerry Brown's first gubernatorial administration, stated, I cannot recall this kind of political musical chairs since I started working with Jerry Brown. That was in the fall of 74. You know what he's alluding to. They all hear the music playing, and they know at any moment it might stop. You better be ready to grab a chair. May not be the chair you want, but make sure you've got a chair so you can stay in line for the next session. There's a former state senator they're referring to. I don't know the guy directly, but I'm going to give you what they say about him. State Senator Stephen Bradford, California. He's decided to drop from the lieutenant governor's race to run for a less competitive campaign to become state insurance commissioner. That's a big drop. But it's, again, a chance to hold on to power. Apparently, he's seen the writing on the wall and realizes, I can't win. Well, what can I win? I'm not sure I can win the dog catcher's race, but I could possibly win state insurance commissioner. Why would he want that? My first cynical view is because there will be money to be made in various scams. I know, shame on me for going that direction. But I just can't help and do that. I mean, everything they do, they turn into a scam and they make money. And we know they're going to be dealing with California and the scams yet to come. We know that's going to happen. In the Sacramento area, one Congress member switching from current 6th district to a new district, prompting four serious but lower profile Democrats to jump into the race for the 6th district. Now, in this case, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa's new Democrat-leaning district has at least 11 Democrats, including local office holders who want to challenge him and see if they can take him out of that seat. They're pulling out the knives in California. And the rats are turning on each other. They will cannibalize each other if we let them. But in the end, there will be one big fat rat still standing. All right, so jumping from Politico to a similar theme that you see with the Axios. You heard Stephen Miller talking about what President Trump has done is create, we have a world leadership, we're showing leadership to the world, and at the same time protecting our sovereignty. Well, that opens the door for the leftists to come running in and try to tear it down. And sure enough, Axios does that. They're pointing out, you know, it's not all so happy good times at Davos. They're saying that the world leaders are now at a crossroads over the future of ruptured global economy. And what does that mean, ruptured global economy? It means what they want it to mean. More important, it's supposed to be a dog whistle to you that things are not so good. They add that this is a dismal outlook with a ruptured global economy. And those who stuck around at the World Economic Forum in Davos, as it emptied out, they had a very gloomy view. What are we going to do to keep us together for the next time? And the question is why it matters. The author of this piece for Axios says, whichever view proves correct will be the defining feature of the global economy, one that will see longtime economic ties annihilated or simply altered. The European Central Bank president said, we depend on each other. We know we have these very strong links and binds. But she admits she's not exactly on the same page as the Canadian prime minister, who in his speech just days ago, warning that global economic norms are shattered forever. When they do meet at Davos in the future, all of this will be exposed more so. But what's really going to happen is when Trump is off stage. You're probably familiar with actor Chris Pratt. Has a lot of credentials. American actor, leading actor in some of the highest grossing films of all time. One of the highest paid actors annually from 2015 to 2017. Big blockbuster franchises, big budget films. Definitely a bankable star. But he also has a belief in Christ. So a reporter decided to ask him, how do you see AI taking over God in our future?
What are your thoughts on AI outside of the film? In a sense, in this film, it's almost like playing God.
Oh, yeah. Well, AI is man-made, you know, and so it cannot be God. It's inherently flawed, and it always will be because it's made by the brokenness of man. So it's incredibly, it will always be limited the way we are limited. It is not God, and it will not replace God.
That reporter failed. That reporter failed. You're asking a man who believes in God about AI taking over for God. Now, there are plenty of other lackeys and wackos out there they could have been asking. What do you think of AI taking over God? Oh, I think that'll be great. AI will be much better than God. You're not going to get that answer from Chris Pratt. So, as I said, the reporter probably had it in their mind, this is going to be really good. I'm going to get him to admit AI is more powerful than God. You failed. I'd mentioned earlier that the Avatar director, James Cameron, is so upset with the state of America. He said, I need sanity. So he's going to start life anew in New Zealand. And one of the failings that he points to is how the USA handled the COVID pandemic. He spoke about relocating to New Zealand, where he both lives and has spent years working on the movies. Variety reports that he first addressed his reason for going south of the equator to seek shelter in a country that has a population of 23 million sheep, 5 million people. I'm not going to go there. There are a lot of jokes. I'm not doing that. I'll leave that to you. But he said, after the pandemic hit, New Zealand had eliminated the virus completely. They eliminated the virus twice. The third time when it showed up in a mutated form. It broke through, but fortunately they already had a 98% vaccination rate. That is why I love New Zealand. He said people there, for the most part, are just as opposed to the U.S., where you had a 62% vaccination rate. And he said, where would you want to live? Look at the New Zealand people and their obedient nature. And here's the key. This is maybe where you separate the sheep from men, or not. He said, look at the New Zealand people and their obedient nature, because they followed the orders when it came to dealing with COVID. They all work for a common good. New Zealand is a socialist government, had a three-day snap lockdown in August in 2021, never had a case of coronavirus transmission. And Cameron says, New Zealand is beautiful, and I'm going to go there for the sanity. That warms my heart, to be quite honest. It really does. It'd be good to know that Director James Cameron is no longer in the USA. He is somewhere to be found in the midst of 5 million sheep. As always, thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Stay warm. Stay in touch with the latest weather conditions. We're back Monday. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.